This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
We'll get to that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever is on your mind, 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms as well over at discord.lrn.fm. So jump on in there, talk to other folks. You can actually get on the air with us on those on-air call-in lines, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with me, Ian.
And Daryl.
Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up anything you want. We got Sarah. She's on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to bring up that, you know, here in Albuquerque, we have this problem with the used hypodermic needles just thrown around. Just,
gross.
At the park. And the sidewalks and
have you ever seen one?
I've seen at least 150 of them in 17 years. Every
wow.
day I put the dermat needles. But I'm thinking that it's like the culture here of like drug usage. I don't know what they're using.
It's probably heroin. There's a good chance it's heroin or some other opiate that they are injecting with those needles. Could be something else, but that's probably what it is.
Yeah, there's a lot of drug usage here. And then the mayor, our mayor, is actually trying to clean it up. And so,
how's he doing that? Is he going out with a trash bag and a pair of gloves?
Well, that's kind of like what I'm wondering. It sounds good. It's like, oh, we got this problem. We got to clean it up. We have to discourage all this. But the question is, like, how?
That's well, yeah, because the way they've been doing it hasn't been working, right? Because for years they've been trying to put these people in prisons and threaten them with violence, which, of course, is what putting somebody in prison is, because if you don't want to go to prison, they're going to throw you in there against your will.
Right.
With violence, if necessary. And that hasn't stopped it. No amount of violence, no amount of raids, no amount of arrests, no amount of prison terms has stopped people from using heroin and other drugs. In fact, even in prison, prisoners are able to get their hands on drugs. They have to pay 10 times as much than they would on the streets, but they can still get it because there's always going to be somebody who's willing to risk prison themselves, like one of the guards, who might actually help smuggle the stuff in. Or other inmates themselves who will put things up in places where the sun doesn't shine in order to get through various different searches to get product on the inside.
Now, I'm curious here if a safe injection site might wind up, removing some of these needles off of the streets.
That's possible. You're referring to a room maybe provided by a charity or a church or something like that, where somebody can bring their heroin, bring a needle, maybe get a fresh needle,
right,
if possible, from the location. Go ahead and inject. I don't know what there's got to be some slang for that. I don't know what it is within the heroin world. What's the slang for shooting up?
Shooting up.
anyway, to do that and then be able to leave without being arrested, basically.
Right. And also, as I understand the way most of these operate, there's also medical staff on site. So it's not just
here's a
place, here's a clean needle,
there's
the sharp disposal area. There's also medical staff in case anything goes wrong.
Yeah. And it will.
In some places, these are referred to as supervised injection sites.
I see.
And I'm trying to find out, these things have existed for some time in various places. So I'm trying to find out, is there any research that shows that, the garbage winds up getting cleaned up, specifically as it relates to dirty needles?
It wouldn't surprise me if it did clean it up a little bit.
Right.
But, of course, not everybody's going to want to go to the injection room although it is a sensible thing for them to do.
Right.
Of course, you know, people on drug addictions don't necessarily have their wits about them. So, Sarah, that's one option. I think it's a decent one to have an injection room. Of course, another one is the complete legalization of all drugs, to where people don't feel like they have to, you know, go down back alleys in order to inject the thing that they have because they're afraid of getting help. They're afraid of being arrested if they go and get help. We've seen in Portugal over the last 15-plus years, I believe now, where they've actually had heroin and other drugs in small amounts decriminalized for possession. We've seen
what they consider to be personal amount,
use,
which is up to a 10-day supply. If you have a 10-day supply of most things in the U.S., you're getting hit
felony
with intent to distribute.
Yeah, for sure. So that has resulted in a dramatic decrease in the number of addicts, and that's not because they're dying off. It's because they're able to get help and they're not afraid of, you know, telling somebody about their problem, like many of them are when it's prohibited, because then it's illegal to have that problem, and they're scared to death they're going to get reported to the police. So that would be another way of dealing with this, but I suspect the mayor of Albuquerque isn't going to suggest that one.
Well, I don't know about all of that, but, you know, what I've noticed that here in Albuquerque, it's like the whole attitude of, like, this filthy, kind of like more like a filthy attitude here. It's okay to litter. It's okay to leave dog poop. It's okay to just throw needles after you're done. Just throw it out anywhere. You know, it's like this.
I thought Albuquerque and New Mexico in general were supposed to be, like, you know, super environmentalist types.
Well, you know, we're very environmentalist when it comes to air pollution and petrol oil. But when it comes to, like, garbage, dog poop...
So you're not real environmentalist if you just wind up littering everywhere.
Look, the fact is, cities are going to have trashy people in them, no matter how many good environmentalist people there are hanging around talking about how much they love the environment. There's always going to be trashy people that are trashing it up. That's just how it is.
And right.
It's no different. Albuquerque's no different than any other city in the world where people don't care about other people's property, and they don't care about, you know, littering laws or whatever, and they just throw things everywhere. And it's gross, and you're talking about one of the worst aspects of it, which is to say needles in the streets,
right,
which, of course, you don't want small children, you know, running. It's one thing if kids are playing around, you know, some crumpled up paper or whatever, but if you got kids running around with needles in their hands that they just picked up off the streets, that's a whole other problem. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. End the war on drugs, and a lot of these problems are going to be reduced significantly.
Now, I did find a story, fairly lengthy, from NPR about, you know, the history of some of these safe sites or mm-hmm. supervised injection facilities, and they mention a study that was done, one of the largest long-term studies of drug users in North America, where back in 1996, researchers began following 1,500 active drug users. And then, after a safe site opened called Insight, they recruited another 1,050 people and followed them over time, and they found that since 2003, when Insight opened, the facility had supervised more than 3.6 million injections,
wow,
responded to more than 6,000 overdoses, but no one has ever died
in the room.
Facility.
Okay.
They also found that there was no so-called honeypot effect, meaning that there was not an increase in drug use in the area.
Hmm.
Because one of the claims about, we can't have these safe sites because that's going to encourage people to start using heroin.
No. It's ridiculous.
They also found that people that went to the safe sites were more likely to wind up getting treated for an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And they also found a decrease in behavior that might lead to accidental HIV infections.
Like sharing needles.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you don't have to share a needle if you can get a clean one from the injecting room, which is a huge problem in the world of intravenous drug use, and it has been for a long time. But when somebody is in the streets and all they're doing is hanging around with a bunch of other drug users in a drug den or something like that.
Or an alley.
Yeah, they're just you know, they're not concerned with where the needles are coming from.
Wipe that needle off with the romaine lettuce.
They just want to get high. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So an injection room gives them an option that they never had before. And what do you know? Some of them choose to use it and probably survive as a result of that. There's more coming up here. We can go back to or get into the demands of the French protesters coming up. And this is Free Talk Live. When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Oh. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 450-3733. The Yellow Vests in France, they have themselves a list of demands. And we have the list for you. We will share that coming up here in moments. Plus, the story I promised about a man who has been let free by a jury over controversy with the police. We will tell you what he did to upset the cops. Coming up here in moments, your calls and thoughts also welcome. You can join us on our toll-free line at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Also, want to make sure you know about AnyPay. If you are a, you're into cryptocurrency and you're a retailer, you've got a physical brick-and-mortar location, and you've been looking for a solution to accept crypto at your point of sale, then AnyPay can help. You go to anypay.global, get started there for free. If you're a merchant, it costs you nothing to accept cryptocurrency through AnyPay, which is awesome. AnyPay.global is where you can go to get started accepting Bitcoin, BTC, Dash, Zen, Zcash, and more. Once again, all you got to do, AnyPay.global, create your username and password. You're in. That's all it takes. There's no application fee. There's no process. There's no approval. There's just create your username and password, then enter your cryptocurrency wallet addresses into the setup page, load their app at your point of sale, and that's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency. We're talking about maybe 10 minutes. If you already have your own cryptocurrency wallet, it may even take you less time than that. So go and check it out over at anypay.global. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we have Mad Mike on the line in California. Listening online. Go ahead, Mad Mike.
Hey, how you doing? I just ran across your Free Talk Radio through a video I just watched a few minutes ago.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm involved in a lot of different things. I'm the gentleman that launched his stuff in his garage-built rocket last March that made worldwide news.
And you're the guy?
I'm the guy, Mad Mike, yes, sir.
Wow, all right. Yeah, somebody called in to actually talk about your rocket launch, and I'm glad to hear that you survived the encounter. How high did you end up going?
1,875 feet.
All right.
And how many bones did you break when you landed?
Oh, well, I crushed the L2 vertebrae, which was the third time I broke my back.
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you calling us from a hospital bed right now?
Oh, no. That was several months ago. In fact, I walked away that day. You know,
wow.
Unless I'm coughing up blood, I never go to the doctor or the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, headline from Motherboard from March 26th is, Flat Earther Survives Rocket Launch.
Oh, no.
Earth Still Round.
You're a Flat Earth guy?
Yeah. I believe more in the geocentric model where we are emotionless and everything circles around us. But on the ball of my research, I couldn't dismiss it. And I researched everything, guys. I'm involved with common law. I was a lawful candidate for governor here in California just recently. I've got several high-profile lawsuits. And now the Department of Justice is stepping in because I've got everyone scared in San Bernardino. I'm soon
really?
Sheriff. Oh, yeah, police. Oh, yeah, I'm involved in a lot of different things. We got a movie that is done. It's a documentary for me called, I think, I Am Rocket Man. It's not been released. I've got an upcoming TV show. I've got a book out. I've got a toy coming out. And, but the reason I'm calling also, and I'm glad there's a radio station like this, because people need to express thoughts, because you never know what you're going to learn from anyone.
It's true.
Someone can say something.
It's true.
If someone can
I won't say that just because you believe in the flat earth means you're wrong about everything. There's probably some stuff you're right about. So go right ahead. What did you want to share tonight?
Well, just look into the laws and the court system. But anyway, there is a way to prove this. I have a way to do this. We have a $2 million plan for me to go to the edge of space, which is called the Kármán Line. And it's around 62 miles up, and we're planning to do that within a year.
The edge of space?
The edge of space is called the Kármán Line. And we have a $2 million
plan. Is this like a flat earth theory?
But no, that's the recognized edge of space.
It's spell it the Kármán. Is it Kármán like the woman's name?
Yeah, it's spelled with a K.
Uh huh.
Yeah, Kármán Line. That's the recognized edge of space. Now it used to be 62.8 miles. Now they think it's 50 miles. So how did they miss that by 12 miles?
The Karman line lies at an altitude of 100 kilometers above Earth's sea level and commonly represents the boundary between Earth's atmosphere and outer space. So that's what you mean when you say the edge
that's
of space.
It, the edge
the
of
boundary
space.
Of Earth's atmosphere. Gotcha.
Yeah. And we have a plan to get me there to once and for all put this issue to bed.
Are you also going to, at some point, try to climb over the supposed ice wall on the edge of the planet?
Well, there's no need to. If I go to space and everyone sees this thing, it'd be a three-hour trip. I'm going to take about 5 hours worth of oxygen with me and fire through a balloon. And we've got the propulsion system here and the fuel tank already in my house. And this is a real, I think it's going to be the most watched event in mankind history.
Wow. Okay, so you're going up in a hot air balloon? How are you getting up there?
A balloon, it's called like a, they're called actually strato balloons, but it'll take me up about 20, 22 miles.
So like the thing that the Red Bull Stratos used to go up like 26 miles or something?
Yeah, very similar. I think they went 28,000 miles or something.
Okay.
The Red Bull Stratos where they went up and the guy jumped out, that was, I think, like 24, 26 miles.
Felix Baumgartner, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Red Bull spent anywhere from $10 to $26 million, depending on who you want to believe.
Wow.
I can go to space for $2 million, so it's going to make Red Bull look like a complete idiot.
So wait, but you got funding for this?
No, we'll work on the GoFundMe. Will start Friday.
I got to say, I'm glad you called Free Talk Live, Mad Mike. How did you find our show? You said you found us online?
Yeah, I just found you online, and then there's someone, and then during the program I was watching, some flat earth guy calls in, and they start talking about Antarctica, which is a good way to, I guess, maybe try to prove this, but what we need is a tipping point, and that is where at one time a worldwide audience can see what I see with cameras everywhere. And it puts this whole thing to rest.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people who've said this has been put to rest many, many decades ago, if, you know, not longer.
Yeah.
I mean, like every pilot ever and all the satellite, experts who spend their day calculating orbits around the Earth. And
I wish Chris Reitman were on the air because
he'll be here tomorrow.
He used to work in satellite communication when he was in the military, so he knows how satellites work.
So, I mean, Mike, I got to ask you, you know, some tough questions here about this. Do you think that all those people are liars?
I think everybody's departmentalized, just like NASA, and they don't know any different. There was 400,000 people that was working on the moon project, from the people that sewed the uniforms together, which were 3/16 of an inch thick, to the people, I guess, figuring out the trajectory. And honestly, we can't go now. We couldn't go then. And anyone talking about going to Mars?
Are launchings, are the projects for launching satellites into orbit all BS? Is it all lies? There's no actual satellites orbiting the Earth?
I think most of them are launched by balloons that's up there.
Just float up there?
Is there a glass dome that you're going to hit?
Mad Mike, here's what I want you to do. I want you to call us back when you launch your GoFundMe, and we'll talk to you further, and I look forward to it. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea, now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
USA Radio News. Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, was sentenced to 3 years in prison after pleading guilty to tax evasion, campaign finance violations, and lying to Congress about a Trump real estate project in Russia.
Cohen will have to report to jail on March 6th. Jonathan Turley is a law professor at George Washington University. He's also a Fox News contributor. He believes President Trump never should have hired Cohen.
He never had a reputation as someone who was a particularly good lawyer. He was a bit of a thug, and the president hired him.
President Trump is making a push to support Opportunity Zones. He signed an executive order calling for a panel to coordinate the program.
This council will coordinate efforts across the entire federal government to deliver jobs, investment, and growth to the communities that need it the most.
HUD Secretary Ben Carson will head up the Economic Council, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms open and available to you as well over at discord.lrn.fm. And they're free. It's a free way to call the show, even if you're halfway across the world. We had a caller from Australia last night, as a matter of fact. As long as you got a somewhat decent internet connection, you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. I'm Ian.
And I'm Daryl.
All right, so, Daryl, I think we both pulled up the 25, I believe it is, demands of the so-called yellow vests.
Yes.
A caller earlier tonight brought up the claim that this is the far left and the far right allegedly coming together.
They're coming together and working together, and there's going to be freedom or something.
Yeah, this seems to be a fantasy that some people have. It came up on the show recently, not the Yellow Vest people, but the idea somebody had called in to Free Talk Live saying that they had been in China for the last 20 years of their life and came back to the U.S. and felt like it was more divided than ever, and they sort of had this fantasy that people should come together. And this is that sort of that fantasy continuing here, that the people in France are coming together and see it's possible. People can come together.
Right.
And they can demand change and do something. But is it really possible? And are they going to get the things that they're demanding? Should they get the things that they are demanding. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Did you want to share some, or do you want me to share them? You got them in front of you?
Yeah, what? I've got it in front of me. How about we alternate on these?
I presume that we'll be going in the same order, so I'll let you know if your first one is the same one here on mine.
Yeah, so the thing that I have pulled up, there are four different sort of sections.
See, I don't even see that.
If here. You will.
All right.
First section, economy and work. Number one, general state of the tax system. Amend the Constitution to prevent the state of, or rather, the state from taking more than 25% of income of citizens. That
okay.
sounds pretty good,
yeah.
right?
That one sounds good. I don't think we should switch off here because we're in a different order already, so we'll let you go.
Number two, increase of 40% in the basic pension and social welfare programs.
Increase of 40%, meaning pay more into
yes.
welfare.
Yes.
So don't take as much taxes from us.
Tax us less,
pay
but
more
increase
in welfare.
Pension and welfare programs by 40%.
My God.
Massive hiring increase in public sector to reestablish public services of the RGPP, trains, hospitals, schools, postal services.
Okay, so hire people for government jobs.
Hire more government employees.
Mm-hmm, but lower taxes.
Increase pensions, lower taxes.
Yeah, these don't sound like they're going to mix real well. So
housing. Plan the construction of 5 million rent-controlled housing units throughout HLM to lower rents and reinvigorate the economy with employment.
Okay.
Impose severe penalties for mayors and prefectures that leave people on the streets.
Okay, so rent-controlled apartments, 5 million more is what they say they want?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so if they think that's going to actually help the economy, I guess what their claim is the construction allegedly will help the economy. But, of course, when you put arbitrary controls on what people can or have to pay for things, that actually hurts the economy.
Right, and also impose severe penalties for mayors that, leave people on the streets. Well, the mayors aren't the ones responsible for people, you know, being in some type of dwelling or not. Right. But all this is really going to do is encourage mayors to just execute homeless people.
Some of them want to do that. We shouldn't encourage it. And in fact, they have here on this list zero homelessness. I imagine that's coming up on yours. But wow, talk about an impossible demand.
Banks. End the banking monopolies. Break up the too-big-to-fail banks.
Hmm.
Separate regular banking from investment banking and prohibit taxpayer-funded bank bailouts.
I don't know what a taxpayer-funded bank... Oh, bank bailout. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm fine with prohibiting bailouts. I'm not sure about all the rest of that.
Debt annulment. Cancel debts accrued through usurious rates of interest.
Oh, so if somebody feels as though they got a payday loan that was too high of a rate, then they just want the government to come in and say, yeah, you don't owe that anymore. Just go ahead and cancel your debts.
Yeah. Number seven, which is the first one under Section 2, politics.
Okay, but before we go on. So this is an absolute mess of demands here at this point. And you know, what do you expect? These are a bunch of people who are mad about something.
Right.
Who've come together and they've tried to agree. I can't even imagine how awful of a process it was to even come up with this list of demands of a bunch of people arguing over what they wanted to include and then just, you know, well, let's just throw it all in here. Well, wait a minute. We can't have lower taxes but also have greater. It doesn't matter. We want it all. You can't do it that way. Sorry. It just doesn't.
Yeah. So let's start reading their political demands.
All right.
Rewrite the Constitution. For the people and in the interest of national sovereignty, implement referendums to vote on of popular initiatives.
So they don't have ballot initiatives is what they're claiming.
Right, but they also say that they want the Constitution rewritten for the people and in the interest of national sovereignty.
Hmm. So that
which
means
ties into number nine. So I'm going to skip number eight for a second.
They're against immigrants. So it sounds like.
Number nine, they want a Frexit.
Okay, all right.
Leave the EU to regain our economic, monetary, and political sovereignty. Respect the 2005 referendum result when France voted against the EU Constitution Treaty, which was then renamed the Lisbon Treaty at a cost of 50 million euros per year.
I support the Frexit.
Number 8. Prohibit lobbying and vested interest from political decision-making. Permanent exclusion from the political life of any elective having a criminal record. Put an end to the accumulation of mandates.
This is a lot in one demand here. So they want to prohibit,
prohibit lobbying and vested interest from political decision-making.
Yeah.
So that's basically
a nice pipe dream.
Don't let anybody talk to politicians if they are getting money for something.
Yeah.
So let me explain a little bit here. Lobbying is the act of receiving money to, basically try to influence political outcomes.
This is what you
I am a registered lobbyist in the state of New Hampshire because I regularly go to the state house and testify to various legislative committees. I talk to various lawmakers, and I have a lobbying firm that allows me to recoup some of my cost of taking time off of work. That, by definition, makes me a lobbyist.
And your input is valuable by those who care about freedom because there aren't many lobbyists who do care about freedom.
Correct.
But that's what you're there to lobby for. And so as long as you're getting some sort of monetary compensation, you're a lobbyist.
Right.
So they're saying, no, there shall be no more lobbying if they get their way in France, which is a pipe dream because the idea that, we're just going to force the lobbyists to disappear from Paris or whatever, but they're still going to show up at the homes of the politicians.
Well, my guess is that this group is, trying to raise some kind of money to influence political change, which by definition would be lobbying.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to influence change just through raw, sheer numbers. I mean, they just want the politicians to pay attention to them because they're in the streets, they're protesting, they're making a big, big to-do, big stink. And to some extent, politicians will respond.
Well, they bought that cement and concrete blocks from somewhere. They have spent some money trying to
influence... What are they doing with cement?
They were, building walls around the entrance gates of various government buildings.
Really?
Yeah.
To stop people from going in?
I think so.
I support that. So I think, there's some things that they're doing that I do like, and it's fun to see that. But the idea that you're going to stop lobbying, even if they were to get a prohibition on lobbying, people want to influence politicians.
Right.
They're going to find a way to do it, whether it be, buying them a trip to Hawaii or whatever to try to influence them sort of off the books. They'll come up with ways to get around these rules. They always will. There's more coming up on the list of demands from the Yellow Vests, the protesters in France. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The ostensible demands of the yellow vests out in France, the people, large numbers out protesting over a series of weeks now, they have come out with 25 demands, and Daryl, you've got a list. Where is it coming from?
List? This list I found from a YouTube video where at the top it says English version, translated by the Deep State Mapping Project, and down at the bottom it says these 25 proposals will immediately change the daily life of the French. The simple articles 9 and 10 of this charter can bring up to 130 billion euros per year to the public treasury. France is a rich country. Its people valiant and hardworking. They should not have to live in misery.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm looking at the same list here. I've got a different. I've got a list here, and I'm trying to find the things you've been sharing on this other list. I've got a list from a WordPress blog claiming this is the demands of the yellow vest. They even have a photograph of the Charte officielle des Gilets Jaunes, which is purportedly the original list. So I'm not sure if. What are the accuracies of these lists? I don't know.
Right.
So let's just continue. There's some interesting things on here. Where do we leave off?
So we left off with number 8 after I already read number 9, number 9 being Frexit. Number 10, they say tax evasions. Clamp down on tax evasion by the ultra-rich. Recovering the 80 billion euros abandoned by the state each year to the CAC 40. I am not sure what the CAC 40 is.
I don't know, but they earlier had said that they would like to what was it, 25% would be the maximum tax bracket?
Yes.
So they want taxes to be paid. They want to reduce the maximum bracket on the paying of taxes.
Yes.
But at the same time, some of their other demands included doubling, almost doubling welfare, or at least 40% increase.
By 40%.
Yeah, I mean, a huge increase on welfare.
Yeah.
And other things that would cost a lot as far as taxes are concerned. So.
Stop the privatization of public goods such as roads, airports, parking, trains. Renationalize all of these services.
Okay, so apparently those roads that are not government-run, go ahead and have the government take them over.
Yes. Radar and CCTV. Withdraw all unnecessary radars and video traffic monitoring, which is nothing but a tax scheme in disguise.
I'm just doing little searches here for words that you're using, like radar and things like that. I can't find this on this list I've got, so maybe we'll go through my list here as well and see which one we believe is the actual list of demand.
Number 13, national education. Remove all ideology from the Ministry of Education, ending all destructive education techniques. Globalist methodology. Number 14, justice. Quadruple the budget for law and order and put time limits on judicial
Jesus
procedures.
Wait
make,
a minute. Make
access to the justice system available for all.
Quadruple the budget. So they want to make the budget four times larger of the very agency that is probably fighting them in the streets of France right now. I imagine the police are not on their side.
Correct.
Okay.
Media, number 15, break up media monopolies and end their interference in politics. Make media accessible to citizens and guarantee a plurality of opinions. End editorial propaganda.
Guarantee a plurality of opinions. All right. Well, I'm in favor of having people having the opportunity to speak. So if they're unable to access, you know, channels to speak on, that's a good thing, I suppose.
Right.
But if it's going to be done by the force of government, then that's a problem.
Right. Guarantee the liberty of citizens by including in the Constitution a complete prohibition on state interference in their decisions concerning education, health, and family matters.
Except they also want to increase welfare by 40%, and that almost guarantees that the state will decide things
right
for your life.
Right. So, you know, these are not a coherent...
No, not at all. And this list isn't coherent either that I'm looking at.
Now, under Health and Environment, Section 3. Number 17, planned obsolescence. Mandate a guarantee from producers that their products will last at least 10 years and that spare parts will be available during that period.
Okay. This one I heard on, so this is the list Will used on his show
right.
on Call to Freedom, because I remember specifically hearing them talk about this, the idea that they would force manufacturers to warranty a product for 10 years. Because normally if you buy a product, there's, you know, sometimes it's a 90-day warranty,
right.
Sometimes it's a full year, but it's very rare that you'll see any warranty go further than the initial year, unless you specifically buy extended coverage
right.
of that product. And, of course, in order to do what they're talking about here, Daryl, they would have to increase the price of products dramatically.
Yes.
Because there's no guarantee that a product is going to last all the 10 years, and if the company has to warranty those repairs, they got to pay for that up front,
right.
basically, and build it into the cost of the product.
Yeah. Number 18 on the list, prohibit the marketing of plastic bottles, glasses, and other polluting disposable packages.
Well, we've certainly seen a lot of demand for that sort of thing here in the United States with the recent banning of plastic straws in some cities.
Plastic straws in and of themselves have not been banned anywhere. It's the distribution of plastic straws without the customer's consent.
I see.
So you don't give somebody...
One.
Right, you have to ask for a straw. But it's not straws are banned.
All right.
That's the clickbait version that the Republicans are using, and unfortunately some libertarians are jumping on that train, and they just sound like dumbasses. Number 19, pharmaceuticals. Weaken the influence of big pharma on health in general and hospitals in particular. Number 20, agriculture. Ban GMO crops. Carcinogenic pesticides, endocrine disruptors, and monocrops.
So GMO, genetically modified foods, I mean, there's a lot of issues here that we could spend
right.
a lot of time discussing. I understand there's some people who are really afraid of genetically modified foods.
Yes, and depending on how you define the term genetically modified, nobody can eat watermelons or bananas.
Yeah, because people have been modifying.
Right. Selective
food.
Breeding is modification of the genes.
Correct.
If you only mean lab modified stuff, come up with a different word and a different acronym.
I don't, I'm not concerned with GMO at all, personally. Like, for me, it seems like if you want to be picky about the food you eat, that's fine.
Right.
If you want to go and buy all organic and pay too much, then, you know, just because it feels good, then, you know, do whatever it is that feels right for you. But to ban other people from having a choice of buying food that will likely be more affordable, larger per
and
unit.
And he's been responsible for actually getting food to some of the poorer places in Africa.
That was going to be my main point, was that the genetically modified crops are purportedly more resistant to things like pesticides and pests themselves. And,
right.
You know, they're just a hardier crop in general. They grow larger per unit, per amount of space.
Right.
So there's a larger harvest per the amount of acreage, and that means there's more food. Now, that's not to say that we don't have plenty of food in the United States, but food is in scarce supply in certain other places
right.
in the world, and this can result in more people getting food into their mouths. Why would I care if there's a little, you know, skinny African boy who doesn't have any food, who now has food because it's been genetically modified? I would much rather have him eating genetically modified food and not be so knowledgeable about what might happen over the long term
right.
than knowing that he's going to starve to death otherwise.
Right.
I mean, it seems like a no-brainer.
And let's work on that lab-grown meat, too.
They're working on that, I heard.
Yeah, I know they are, but like some of the anti-GMO people want to shut that down because
ridiculous.
It's not natural, Ian. let me get
so keep slaughtering animals unnecessarily.
Let me get number 21 here, and then the last four are all under geopolitical. Number 21: reindustrialize France to reducing imports as well as pollution.
Well, this is the mythology that you can just do it all yourself.
Protectionism.
Yeah.
This is where the nationalism is starting to show of we need to reduce imports.
Well, it was also earlier when they said they wanted Frexit and to have a reduction of, or there was some sort of comment earlier about immigration, but it didn't really come right out and say it was like pro nationalism.
Well, they actually mention immigration under geopolitical.
Okay. All right. Let's go on.
Number 22. End France's participation in foreign wars of aggression and exit NATO.
Okay.
Number 23, cease pillaging and interfering politically and militarily in Africa, which keeps Africa poor. Immediately repatriate all French soldiers. Establish relations with African states on an equal peer-to-peer basis.
That sounds like a fine one.
24, immigration. Prevent migratory flows that cannot be accommodated or integrated, given the profound civilization crisis we are experiencing.
That's not good.
And 25, foreign politics. Respect international law and the treaties that we have signed.
All right, so this list I have here is totally different. I have another purported list of the 25 demands.
And let's try to figure out which one's real.
I have no idea. I mean, they could all be real, because there's
the
a bunch of people.
None of them are real.
Well, there's a bunch of people involved in this. They all have different opinions.
It involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.